Hello, it's Tuesday, May the 12th, and we have begun a little series this week on some of my favorite psalms. And yesterday we were in Psalm 8, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And today I thought we would think about Psalm 46. This is Luther's great psalm, and we sing it frequently to the words that Luther put to it. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. And like Psalm 8, and like most of the psalms, this is a psalm that is all about God. And then in verse 10, well, it begins, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Like yesterday's psalm, Psalm 8, chaos all around, trouble and trial and difficulty, but God is a refuge and strength. And then in verse 10, he speaks for himself, "Be still and know that I am God." It's no longer the psalmist speaking about God, but God is speaking for himself. Be still and know that I am God. It's as though God is saying, relax. Or as young people say, chill. Don't get fretful. Don't get worried. Don't get beside yourself. Don't let these things get you down. Relax. Remember who I am. Remember my attributes. I'm sovereign. I'm in control of everything. I know all things. I order the end from the beginning. And so the psalmist says at the opening verse, God is our refuge, a place to run to and hide. It's like as though the psalm is saying, when you find yourself in trouble and when you find yourself beginning to worry, run to the Lord and embrace him. Put your arms around him and feel his arms around you. God is our refuge and strength. Our strength today is not in ourselves, and it's not even in one another, although that is a great deal of comfort when we have one another, and it's what we miss right now. But the source of all of our strength is the Lord. And so run to him and embrace him today. He's a fortress. And I think of those medieval fortresses in the 9th and 10th and 11th century in Britain, with thick stone walls and huge gates and so on, and when trouble comes, you run inside that fortress and you feel safe. Well, if you're trusting in the Lord Jesus and you have him as your Savior and Lord, run to him and you will be safe. May the Lord bless you today.